不知道弟兄姊妹还记不记得我上次跟大家所交通的。
I don't know if brothers and sisters can still remember what I have shared with you the last time.
我跟大家交通了两件事情。
I shared with you two things.
第一个，我提到顺服主。
First I mentioned about obeying the Lord.
顺服主这件事不是太容易的。
This matter of submitting to God is not easy.
我们基督徒里面大概有两种人。
There are probably two kinds of people in Christians.
一种是对主很有心渴慕主的。
One really is very devoted to the Lord.
一种呢是对主也没什么心愿。
One have no, his heart is not for the Lord.
我年轻的时候，这个我是属于第二类的。
When I was young, I belonged to the second group.
因为我总是觉得主要要求我的都跟我所想的是出入。
I always feel that what the Lord wants of me is always different from.
我要往东走，主就要我往西走。
I want to go to the east, but God wants to go to the west.
我要这个，主就给我那个。
I want this, God gives me.
所以对我来讲，这个主对我是残酷的。
God is really tough on me.
但是圣经里面哈，给我们看到主今天希望我们对主是有渴慕的人。
But the Lord wants, in the Bible, the Lord wants us to see that we, He wants those who have a heart for Him.
渴慕的人也有两种的情况。
One that seeks the Lord has two.
一种的说就是说他主讲什么他都乐意听的。
One he loves whatever the Lord tells him.
这种人啊比较蒙福。
This one is blessed.
但是比较多的还是第二种，就是这第一个有对主有心的第二种人。
Has a heart for the Lord, but a second group of people.
我们里面有挣扎。
We have a struggle.
主要我想东，哎呀，我真的觉得我还是很想往西。
God wants me to go to the east. I really still want to go to the west.
但是我还是乐意要跟着主走。
But I'm still willing to go where the to follow the Lord.
所以我上次跟你们介绍了一首诗歌。
So I introduced a hymn to you the last time.
我们再看一次好吧，379首。
Psalm 379.
我仍然要再跟大家再讲一次。
I want to speak to you again on this.
这首诗歌说：“主啊，你不可让步。”
It says here, Lord, do not yield your way.
To mine.
Do not yield thy way to mine.
迟早我是要顺服的。
Do not yield my will to you.
让我改变我的意图。
Let me change my view and way.
主啊，来顺。
Dear Lord, to obey.
这个是一个要主的人。
This is one who wants the Lord.
但是他里面有挣扎。
But there is within him a struggle.
但是在这个挣扎的里面，他跟主说：“主，你不要改变。
”But in that struggle, he said, "Lord,
你不要来迁就我。
Do not yield your mind.
我迟早是跟你的。
I will yield my will.
但是今天我跟不了。
But not today.
主啊，你可不可以等一等
？Lord, can you wait?
给我再一点时间。
Give me some time.
我是一定跟的。
I'm surely going to follow you.
主，你鉴察我的心愿，我是愿意跟的。
Lord, search my heart. You know I'm willing to follow.
这个诗歌
，this hymn，
这个决定
，this decision，
能够帮助我们越过越认识我怎么样顺从我的主。
Will help us to gradually know how we can obey the Lord.
你知道我们顺服主有一件事给我知道我人何等的渺小。
Obeying the Lord helps me to see that how little I am.
我们不认识我们自己。
We do not know ourselves.
我们通常如果结婚配偶都认识对方很清楚。
In marriage, you know, our spouse know us very well.
但是我们认识自己很糟糕。
But we do not know ourselves.
所以神要借助环境使我们能够认识自己。
So God through circumstances show us who we are.
神给我们知道有什么东西我们是放不下。
He shows us what we are not willing to let go.
很久以前，我想我们弟兄们都提过。李牧圣弟兄的一些见证。
Our brothers have mentioned brother Li Mu Sheng's testimony.
我愿意再讲其中他一个故事。
I will share with you another story.
你们听过的就容让我再讲一次。
You may have heard this before. Please allow me to say this again.
他在劳改营里面。
In the correction camp.
他经历了很多主的作为。
He has gone through a lot of God's work.
有一天早晨
，One morning，
外面在下雨
，It was raining outside.
这些全部坐在里面的这个排排站在这个领导的前面。
They were all lining up in front of the leaders.
领导今天心情很好。
The leaders have a they have a good mood.
我们已经没什么东西吃了有没有愿意出去挖地瓜
We have nothing to eat now. Are there people who are willing to go dig out the
yam?
Yam.
他说：“哎，你去好不好？”
say, can you go?
这个就说啊，领导，我今天肚子痛。
One said, "Oh, leader, I have tummy ache."
领导想肚子都没得量了，怎么知道他怎么痛法呢
？The leader doesn't know if you can measure, tummy ache.
Okay, okay, 那肚子痛，那你就不用了。
Okay,
那你去好不好
fine, ？How about you?、
哎呀，领导，我今天头痛。
Oh yeah, I have a headache today.
头痛也没得量的。
You can't measure headache.
啊，然后就问了三四个，都、啊、很聪明啊，都讲出一些理由，没得量的，就是没办法。
After three or four, we have, you can't measure their symptoms.
现在来到我们的弟兄了。
So it comes to our brother.
他说啊，那你有没有什么病啊
？He said, "How about you? Are you sick?"
他说我是基督徒。
He said, "I'm a Christian."
我今天好好的。
I'm well today.
我不能够骗领导说我有什么病。
I can't lie to the leader. I have.
他就跟领导说，我今天没事。
I'm well today.
他以为领导也会放过他，今天就不用出去了。外面这么下这么大雨。
He said the leader would let him go because it was raining really heavily.
但是领导说啊，既然你没事，那你去哦。
The leader said, "Well, since you are well, why don't you go?"
给他一个扁担，两个大箩，一个雨衣穿上，叫他去了。
Gave him some load to carry, and then out he went with the raincoat.
其他那些在里面的人就说：“哎呀，你们是叫老李还是小李吧？”这个，你怎么今天这么笨？领导今天心情很好，就随便做个理由都不用去了。
The rest of them told him, you know, the leaders are in good mood today. What, you know, you can just, you know, give any reason, you won't have to go out.
但他就没有，他出去了。
地
都是泥泞的地。
It was all, you know, the mud was wet.
他一直走没几步就跌到地上去了。
He fell every couple steps he takes.
他掉到地上了，心情，这个叫做。实在是不好。
When he felt he was, you know, in his heart, it was hard.
他一直在埋怨神。
He was, blaming God.
他说：“你不是说爱我的吗？为什么还要这么大的雨叫我出来挖地瓜
？”He said, you know, you love me. You know, how come in this rain you have me come out and dig this, yam?
他爬起来再走，又跌倒了，又一直在埋怨。
He got up and go, and yet he fell again, and then he was blaming God.
到有一次他去那里挖，他挖几个里面都苦得不了，半个都不想吃了，就是只挖几个都不想挖了。
And finally, he was digging the yams, and you know, after a few tries, he was very bitter in his heart.
但是呢，在有一次他在挖的时候，神的爱临到他。
And when he dug again, you know, the love of God came to him.
他说，我是谁？主还在照顾我。说他被主的爱完全充满。
He he just said, you know, who am I? You know, that God's love came to me. So his heart was filled with God's love.
所以呢，他说他里面喜乐了，重担过了，这个埋怨过了，他就开始挖。
And his heart rejoiced, you know, his burden is gone, and he started to dig again.
他把两个大箩都装得满满的。
He filled two full loaves of yams.
然后就抬起来走五里路哈、啊，这个公里吧，这个五里路走回他的住的地方。
He walked about 5 kilometers back to the camp.
他回去之后，
When he returned,
那个领导说：“哇，你看这个。”这么大雨还可以挖这么多回来。
The leader was, you know, kind of surprised, you know, that under this heavy rain he could still.
他们去称一称这个，我已经忘记多少斤了，这个。
They weighed the yam.
他说这个不是一个人能够抬得回来的。
He said not a person who can carry the weight.
哇，这个领导说，大家过来，你看这个老李啊，这个改造改得很好。
He called everybody and said, you know, this Lee was changed.
你看他为着党，为着人民，你看他这么下大雨，你看都抬这么多回来了。
That for the party and for the people, he, you know, under such rain, you know, he got so much back.
Okay, 然后呢，你知道这领导就往上报。
And the leader reported up.
你知道吗？后来因为一直报到厂长，一直上去之后，他们。就见这个李牧圣弟兄。
Because it was you know, he was reported up to the higher management, and then they came to see our brother.
他说：“我们实在看到你改造的非常好。”
We see that you have been rehabilitated really good.
就把他提离开那个老百姓。
So they took him out of that labor camp.
他成为那些所有是种什么、送水果、种西瓜、送什么，他就管这些人。
So after that, he was in charge of those who were, you know, planting the fruit.
他一直身体不是很好。
he doesn't have a good, you know, physically he was kind of ill.
但是他去管这些所有出产的部。
But he was in charge of these produce.
所有这些当里面的领导看到他来了，都说：“哎，老李，吃这个西瓜很好吃哦，什么都给他吃。”
The leaders offered him the fruit.
说他吃的非常好，人就健壮了。
So his body was made strong.
后来他这些人就再见面了。
After these people, the people at the camp met him again.
他们就问：“哎，老李啊，你怎么知道这样子就可以升上去的？”
They asked him, Lee, how did you know that? You know, when you do this, you would get promoted.
说如果我们知道，我们早就抢这个做了。
If we did, we would have, come forward.
但是你看，当初是最后才问到他的。
But he was the last to be asked.
他之所以能够这样做，因为是主的爱吸引他而做。
He was able to do this because the love of God.
我们今天能够顺服主走的路。 是人家让人家简直不敢相信，怎么会这样结果呢？
Today when we submit to the Lord, when we obey the Lord, people will wonder, how can you walk this way?
顺服主会改变我们一生对主许多的认识。
Obeying Lord will change our knowledge of God.
顺服主也让我们认识我们自己。
Obeying God also help us to know ourselves.
所以啊，我们常常求主给我们恩典，能够跟主说，不要照我的意思，能够等我改变，照你的意思。
So we want to continually ask the Lord to let us change our view and way.
你知道主耶稣祷告只是对父神祷告说，不要照我的意思，照你的意思，没有说要等一下的哈。
The Lord when he prayed to the Father, he said, Not my will but thine. He didn't say, Lord, wait a minute.
我们可能需要求主说。 给我一点时间，我迟早顺服。
We may need to ask the Lord, to give us some time, and sooner or later we will submit to you.
第二件事，我上次交通的哈，信靠主。Second
thing, to trust in the Lord.
因为圣经里面说，人非有信，不能够得神的喜悦。The
Bible tells us that without faith, it is impossible to please Him.
圣经也告诉我们说，我们要因信而活。That
the Bible also tells us that we shall live by faith.
你要知道，我们如果在基督徒的生命里面不操练信心的话，
If in our Christian life we do not exercise faith,
我们根本不知道什么叫属灵的生活。
We do not know what is spiritual.
我们也不知道怎么样能够属灵的成长。
We do not know how to grow spiritually.
我们今天在这地上啊。 主的话一直提醒我们，凭信而不凭眼见。
The Lord asks us to live by faith and not by sight.
我们 天然的人啊，是要靠看的。
Our natural man, depends on the
看不见，信不过。
If we can't see, we can't.
但是主的话说，我们要凭信，而不是凭眼见。The
Lord say by faith and not by sight.
我们今天要来问啊，我信什么呢？
So we ask today, what do we believe in?
我上次提了三件事情。I
mentioned three things.
希伯来书里面告诉我们一个哈，就你到神面前必须信神是。
In Hebrews, it tells us that when we come to the Lord, God wants us to believe that He is.
我们要相信他是我的生命,
that He is, we want to believe that He is
他是我的供应,
our life. He is our provider.
他是我的平安,
He is my peace.
他是我的喜乐,
and my joy.
如果我们经历多了,
when we experience it,
我们许多的年长弟兄能够告诉我们说他是我的一切,
whereas before us tells us that He is our all.
我们发现我们有太多东西是我们要的,
we find that a lot of things are what we want.
我们很难敢讲说主你就是我的一切,
it's very tough for us to say that God you are our all.
我想我们伟修弟兄跟我们交通过这个诗篇23篇,
our brother Ben fellowship with us about Psalms 23.
第一节就是说我没有缺乏,
it's on the first, in the first verse it said I shall not want.
第二个才爱小人，我什么都有，没有缺乏。英文应该怎么讲 ？I don't have any lack of anything. Lack of anything. 所以我没有缺乏，我也满足了。
I have no lack, and I shall not want.
所以我们知道哈，我们今天能够讲这个话呢，就是说我看到主是我的一切。
If I can say this, it's because I see that the Lord is my all.
难怪摩西有一天问神说：“你叫什么名字？”
The one that Moses asked the Lord, "What's your name?"
神怎么讲？
What did God say?
他说：“我是。”
He says, "I am."
哪有人的名字叫做我是的？
Yes, a person's name I am.
乃是神要告诉摩西说。 人间一切的事情，任何的问题，我就是你的答案。
God God is telling Moses that, you know, whatever you come, whatever problems you have, I am.
我们要知道神就是一切我们所需要的。
We have to know that God is all that we need.
第二个我提到的哈，我们要认我们信神，第二个是什么？
What is it when we say we believe in him?
我们要信他的能力何等的浩大。
We want to believe the exceeding greatness of his power.
我们要知道神是能够的。
That he can.
那我要信一个人，我可能会怀疑你的能力够不够。
If I believe in somebody, you know, I might have doubts about your power.
但是我要来信神，我总能够相信说他是能够的。
When I believe in God, I believe that he can.
我们从圣经许多的事，我们能够知道神说我是使无变为有的。
The Lord, in the Bible, you know, shows us that He can.
他创造这个宇宙就是使从无变为有的。
He can create something out of nothing.
他是使死人复活的。
He can raise up the dead.
我们圣经里面好像拉撒路从死里复活。
Lazarus was raised from the dead.
我们的耶稣基督从死里复活。
Our Lord Jesus resurrected.
我们耶稣基督从死里复活，这个身体就不再朽坏了。
When He raised from the dead, His body is incorruptible.
我们从耶稣在地上所行走的。
What our Lord Jesus did on this
他平定风和浪
He quieted the waves
他用五饼二鱼使五千个男人吃饱
With five loaves and two fish he fed 5,000 men
加上妻子孩子大概有两万人
wives and their children
如果你今天用凭眼见来看的话
If you live by sight
五个饼两个鱼怎么喂饱这么多人
How can five loaves and two fish
我们这里的人都吃不饱
You can feed us here
所以我们要认定一件事神能够
We have to hold fast that God can.
我们对神不能够怀疑他能不能够。
We do not doubt if God can.
他是绝对能够的。
He surely can.
说圣经很多圣经告诉我，好像以赛亚书五十九章那里说，我的膀臂没有缩短过。
In Isaiah 59 it says, "Behold, the Lord's hand is not shortened."
创世纪十八章里面讲到，岂有我难成的事
？In Genesis 18 it says, "Is anything too hard for the Lord?"
马拉基书里面说，神说你试试我。
In Malachi it says, "Try me now."
信不信这个？我打开天窗，把一切你所要的供给你，到你装不了。
If I will not open for you the windows of heaven and pour for you such blessing that there will be not.
谁敢给这样的应许
？Who dare to give such a promise?
我们的神可以给这个应许。
Our God gave such a promise.
因为他能够的。
Because He can.
第三个。
Third.
你记得有一次有个长大麻风的来见耶稣。
Do you remember one with leprosy that came to Jesus?
他对主只有一个祷告。
He has only one.
或者他就一个事对主说。
There was only one thing.
他说主啊，你若肯，我必能叫我洁净。
He told the Lord, "If you are willing, I will be clean."
我们的主啊，实在爱我们。
Does our Lord really love us?
我们如果看到一个大麻风啊，可以先医你了，反正碰都不敢碰他的。
If we see one with leprosy, we say, "Oh, sure, I'll heal you." But
我们的主是什么？摸了他，再说我肯，你洁净了吧
？Our Lord touched him and say, "I'm willing, be clean."
我们要知道我们的主肯帮助我们。
We want to know that our Lord is willing to help us.
我们今天找人帮忙还不知道他愿不愿意帮。
Today when we seek help, we are not sure.
他有能力，但是他肯不肯帮我呢？
The person might be able to, but maybe he's not.
我们今天要过信心的生活。
We want to live a life of faith.
我们在主面前好好认定这三件事。
We need to know these three things.
他能，他是，他能，他肯。
He is and he is will. He can and he is willing.
如果我们抓住这几件事情的话
If we hold fast to these few things,
圣经里面有很多新应许给我们去操练
There are many promises in the Bible for us
我们既然说我们要因信过活
When we say we want to live by faith
我们要信怎么因信过活
We have to believe how we can live by faith
我们常常弟兄们在这里都提到马太福音六章三十三节
Brent mentioned Matthew 6:33.
他说：“先寻求他的国与他的义，这一切都加给你。”
But seek first the kingdom of God and His righteousness, and all these things shall be added.
撒母耳记上谈到以利的时候
，In Samuel first when it mentioned Eli,
他说：“尊重我的，我必重看他。”
It says here, "For those who honor me, I will honor."
诗篇二十五篇我们也常常用的，倚靠等候我的。必不羞愧。
And in Psalm 25, we use here, "I trust in you; let me not be ashamed."
这里几个应许是我们要凭信去支取的。
And all these promises here,
话是讲在那里了。
To exercise it.
好，话是讲在那里。
The word is there.
但是如果我们不去支取的话
if we do not reach out for it.
这个对我们一点影响都没有。
It has no effect on us.
我们今天哦，我们会看环境。
We look at the circumstances.
我们看到普遍的人都走这边。
We see a lot of people walking one way.
大众都选这个。
The crowd chooses to walk this way.
但是当我们来到主的面前，是不是如此做？
But when we come to the Lord, is this what we should do?
那我们里面就开始有压力。Then
there is pressure on us.
如果我不与大家做的一样，我会不会落单了呢？
If I do not do what the others are doing, will I be left alone?
我如果不跟着这个样做，我会不会失去我升级的机会呢？
If I do not follow the this, would I miss the opportunity?
我会不会失去我成功的机会呢？
To be successful?
我们今天做学生的。
As students,
大家都选这样选课,
people all go through a system courses.
我是不是一定就要这样跟着去呢?
Do I follow the same way?
我今天毕业找工作,
I graduated and look for a job.
世界人都是这样找工, 我是不是也是如此做呢?
Everyone look for a job this way. Do I do the same thing?
我们都想说让我们自己或者以后成家生活好一点。
We also want to to get married and have a good life.
那我是不是要一定要找么找一份高薪水的工作，我才能够过这种生，需要一定过这种生活？
Do I need to go for a job that has high pay to live such a life?
我们今天如果要凭信过活的话，if
we were to live by faith today,
我们要求主怜悯我们，不看这些。
Let the Lord have mercy on us.
我们要问主说，主你要我怎么走呢？
We got to ask the Lord, where do you want me to go?
如果主你有一天要把我带到这样的情况的话，if
you were to lead me in this path,
你绝对有办法把我带去。
Surely you can lead me.
因为你知道我经过这许多，带到哪里？
And I go through all these and you lead me.
你知道我懂得怎么样求丰富。
That I know to live in abundance.
今天没有多少基督徒能够吃能够储丰富的。
Not many Christians can live in abundance.
穷的话反正没有，那就是这样活了。
Maybe in a poor state we are able.
当你有了之后，
when you have,
储丰富不容易。
It's not easy to live abundance.
所以圣经里面讲说，财主要进天国难呐。
So the Bible says, isn't it hard for
us? 那保罗，我们弟兄说，我已经知道怎么处贫穷，我也知道怎么处丰富。
Paul said, he knows how to lead a poor life and one with an abundance.
因为他走过许多的路，主可以托付给他。
Because he has walked through all these, and God can entrust it to him.
圣经还有一句话。
The Bible also has here.
在诗篇31篇15节。
In Psalm 31:15.
中文是这样写的哈，你就读英文就可以了。 我终身的事在你手中。
It says, my times are in your hand.
这个可以谈两件事情了。 That
can be two things.
中文说，我一生的事在你手中。
That my times are in your hand.
My whole life
is in your hand.
在英文是说, my time, 我的时间在你手中。
But in English it says, my time.
我们来看两件事情。Let
us look at two things.
这个, 我们很多时候，我的时间在我手中。
Many times we say, all times are in all hands.
我要怎么安排我要做的事情，这些事情在我的掌握中。
It is up to me to determine what I want to do with my time.
但神很多时候，他的时间跟我们的时间就不同。
But many times the Lord's time is different from our time.
你记得有一次拉萨路病了，他姐姐去找耶稣说，你所爱的人病了。
When Lazarus was ill, the sister sent people to tell Jesus that the one that you love is sick.
那主耶稣就在原地在等四天。
But the Lord waited there for 4 days.
我做姐姐的，我的弟弟病了，主耶稣你赶快来啊，是你所爱的人。
And I'm the sisters, and I would say, God, this is the person that you love. Come on, come quickly.
但是他在等四天。
But the Lord
在等那四天，他弟弟死了。
But after 4 days, Lazarus passed.
那耶稣说，好，我们现在去叫醒他。
But Jesus said, we'll go now and wake him up.
我们发现了，主跟我们的时间常常很多出入。
We see that the Lord's time is always different from ours.
但主这个的出入，乃是给我们认识，更深的认识他。
But this difference is for us to know him even more, to know him deeper.
拉萨路的姐姐们就认识到主说，哦，你能够让死人复活的。
Lazarus sisters, they see that God can, Jesus can raise man from the dead.
没经过这个，他不会知道的。
If they didn't go through this, they would not know.
说我们在升学、工作、婚姻，很多时候要需要等主的时候。
In our studies, in our job, and in our marriage, a lot of times we have to wait for the Lord.
今天啊，我想啊，大家看到报纸，我也看了哈，这个在中国这些报纸里面就讲，女孩子没 年纪大没结婚就变什么剩女。
And the newspaper in China, they were saying, you know, if the ladies didn't get married,
我当初搞不懂这个，我以为是圣洁的圣哈，这个。
At first, I thought it was the whole like it, the
holy one.
Okay.
这个后来我才知道，原来留下来的。
And later, I realized that the character of the, you know, the remaining one.
但是哈，我们今天属主的人，我们知道我什么时候结婚，该怎么这个主预备什么人，时间在主手中。
Today we know that you know who I'm going to marry and when I'm going to marry, all is in the Lord's hand.
并且中文讲这个就很好，他说我终身大事嘛，对吧？终身的事在你手中。
And the Chinese is saying my whole life is in your hands. What is
终身最大的事在你手中。
The biggest thing in my life is in your hands.
你知道我很晚才结婚。
I married very late in my life.
主的时间的确跟我的时间有出入。
The Lord's timing is indeed different from mine.
但在那些等候的时间里面，让我能够好好仰望我的主。
And in those time that I'm waiting, you know, I can look to the Lord.
我那时候很年轻的时候学了一段的话。
When I was young, I learned a passage.
很久之前在这里也跟弟兄姊妹交通了。
I share a little bit of this in the past.
那我读中文，你读他读英文哈。这句话是这样说的哈，主能够成就一件关乎我的事。
It says God can accomplish a task in me.
自然的，超自然的。
Naturally or supernaturally.
在他所指定的时间。
In his precise timing.
让他得到一切的荣耀。
To bring glory to himself.
我们要知道哈，这是不是我们在主面前有的一个心愿。
We have to know if this is a hope that we have in the Lord.
我们能够跟主说，主，你能够在我身上发生这么多的事情。
That we can tell the Lord that all these things are happening in my life.
这是每一件的事。
But every single thing.
你能够在我身上成就这每一件的事。
But you can accomplish a task in me in all this.
自然的成就的。
Naturally.
超自然的成就。
Or supernaturally.
都可以。
You can do it.
在你所定的时间。
In your precise timing.
不在我所定的时间。
Not my set timing.
当事情成就了之后。
When the thing is accomplished,
荣耀归给你。
The glory is yours.
不是我把荣耀归给你。
Not only I.
我周遭的弟兄姊妹把荣耀归给你。
All my brothers and sisters will give you all the glory.
连不信的朋友也知道，你的神好像很可靠。
Even the unbelievers will see that the Lord is worthy.
我愿意把这段话也给弟兄姊妹。
It's trustworthy. I want to give this.
我再讲一次哈，主能够成就一件事，关乎我的事。
God can accomplish a task in me.
自然的，超自然。
Naturally or supernaturally.
在他所指定的时间。
In his precise timing.
把荣耀归给他。
To bring glory to himself.
弟兄姊妹，愿意我们彼此的激励，过信心的生活。
Let's encourage one another to live a life of faith.
你要顺服主。
You want to obey the Lord.
你要听主的话。
You listen to the Lord.
不可能不过信心的生活。
It's impossible not to live a life by faith.
我们不过信心的生活。
If we do not live a life of faith,
我们对主的认识一定非常皮毛的。
Our knowledge of the Lord is really little.
我们所知道的许多只是道理。
What we know many are just in the head knowledge.
没有真实给你经历到的。
And you haven't experienced it yourself.
我们愿意去过一点点。
If we're willing to experience it,
我们对他就有不同的认识。
That we'll have a different knowledge of him.
我们对他做事的方法也有不同的认识。
We'll have a different knowing of how he does things.
我们对自己也有更深的认识。
And we'll know ourselves in a deeper way.
好，这个我只是再补充一点，我上次所交通的。
Just want to add on to what I have shared the last time.
我今天要跟你用准备交通的。
What I want to share with you today.
我要问你们一个问题。
I want to ask you a question.
你认为主耶稣在地上对人的呼召是什么？
What do you think the calling of Jesus is when he was on this earth?
主耶稣在地上对人的呼召是什么？
When he was here, what was his calling to what man?
他最看重的是哪一个呼召？
What is most important to him?
我们知道圣经里面啊，这个使徒约翰来了，怎么讲啊？他说天国近了，你们都应当 悔改。
We know that John the Baptist said, you know, repent for the kingdom of heaven is at hand.
我们知道我们主耶稣也讲过这句话。
We know our Lord Jesus said the same thing.
他也讲了一次说天国近了，你们应当悔改。
He also said, repent for the kingdom of heaven is at hand.
主耶稣也讲过说人子来为要拯救世上的人。
He also said that the Son of Man came to save the world.
这也是我们的主来到地上要完成的使命。
It's also his
mission
that he was here.
但是我们今天知道哈，主为什么要做这件事。
We also know why he wants to do this.
因为神造人的时候人堕落。
We also know that when man was after man was created, they fall.
人堕落了，人就掉过那个水平线。
And men fall below the horizon.
神必须把人再救回这个水平线。
God needs to save them up back to the horizon.
他把人救回来，人才能够开始起步走。
When he saved men up to that point, then men can start to walk again.
没错，神看重要把人救回来。
It is important that God sees that it is important for man to be redeemed.
但是神更看重的是把人看重人要能够起步走。
But more importantly, that man would start to walk.
你知道今天在基督教里面
you know that today in Christendom,
如果我们说在基要派的
fundamentalists, and among the fundamentalists,
或者福音派的
or the evangelicals,
他们信仰都非常纯正。
The belief is very pure.
但是呢，太过只注重在救人这个层面。
But so the emphasis is on saving the people.
在传福音这上面非常的好。
To share the gospel is very good.
但是神今天看重是要我们起步走。
But what God wants is that we will begin to.
神不要家里面全部都是婴孩 babies.
God doesn't want all babies in the house.
神今天要我们是不是能够往前走。
He wants us to start to walk.
我们把孩子养大。
We raise our kids.
我们要孩子有一天能够明白爸爸妈妈的心意。
We want the kids to know the heart of the parents.
所以我们从圣经里面啊，我们发现还有另外一个呼召。
We see from the Bible that there is another calling.
谁能够知道？我们看一节圣经好不好？
Let's read a scripture.
我们翻到约翰福音第一章第四十三节。
Matthew chapter 1.
你们翻到的，有人能够告诉我这里的呼召什么？啊？第一章第四十三节。
Oh, John.
约翰福音。
John chapter 1 verse 43.
Follow me.
Follow me. Okay. 来跟从我。
Follow me.
圣经有，你发现圣经里面哈，如果你真的好查 ，follow me 哈，来跟从我，主讲了太多次了。
If you read the Bible closely, there are many times that Jesus said, "Come follow."
神要人来跟从他。
God wants people to follow him.
我们要问神啊，你为什么要人跟从你
？We have to ask God, why do you want men to follow you?
那我们就发现有一件事情。
We realize one thing.
因为神要用人。
Because God wants to use men.
神在地上找有没有人我可以用的。
He's seeking on this earth, is there someone that I can use?
所以你知道，当扫罗做王的时候
，So when Saul was made king.
到神废掉扫罗的时候
When he was
Discharge
from
king. 神说什么？我找到一个合我心意的人。
God said, I found one that is
a man after my own heart.
我们
知道神一直在找人。
We know that God is seeking man.
神一直在找说有没有人我可以用的。
Is there a man that I can use?
要可以用啊，必须能够要走。
One that can be used, you know, the person needs to.Be walking.
你知道我们在地上做老板的找手下有没有我可以用的
On this earth, the boss will look for people that he can use.
我们打工的
those are working.
我们希望能够被老板重用
We hope that will be, you know, used by the boss.
我有时候传福音听到有一些朋友们说我学这么多就是要造福社会
I've heard friends saying, you know, I learned so much is to bring blessings to
society. 回馈给社会。
Society is to return.
我们总是觉得我所学的这么多，希望有一天被用得上。
We all hope that what we learn can be used.
但是弟兄姊妹, 我们都是主用重价买回来的。
Brothers and sisters, we have been bought by a heart.
我们有没有个心愿说, 主啊, 你能不能够用我呢?
Do we have a heart to say, God, use me?
还是我们说, 哎, 用他好了, 用他好。
Or do we say, oh, God, just use
me? 我不行了。
I can't.
我们谦卑是好啊,
good to be humble,
但是不是根本就不动的时候让你用别人好了,
but not in a way, not in such a way that said, no, not,
我,
not me, just
我们有没有一个心说主啊, 用我。
Do we have this heart to say, God, use me?
所以在以赛亚书里面, 第6章讲, 主问了一个问题。
In Isaiah 6, God asked a question.
他这个, 他问, 他讲了一句话, 他说, 我可以差遣谁? 谁肯为我去?
Whom shall I send and who will go for us?
以赛亚怎么回答? 他说, 我在这里, 请差遣我。
Isaiah replied, then, here I am, send me.
我们今天如果没有一个心要被主用的话, 你不会回答说, 我在这里, 差遣我。
If we do not have the heart to be useful, we wouldn't respond that word, here I am, send me.
所以我们现在知道, 第一个, 主, 主今天所最重要的一个呼召就是来跟从我。
The most important calling today is come follow me.
好了,我们要问, 怎么跟他呢?
But how do we follow him?
我今天的真正的题目还不是只是跟从主。
That's not what I really want to share about following Jesus.
我的题目是你要出代价跟从主。
My fellowship here today is that you have to pay a cost, pay a price, to come follow the Lord.
你读书啊, 如果读小学, 还可以用你的小聪明。
If you are in elementary, you can still use your
smart.
Your
但是到那里, 到初中, 高中, 小聪明就不够。
You can't just be smart in high school, in middle school.
你要 hardworking, 你需要努力的。
You have to be hardworking and diligent.
你要付点代价,有时候晚上不睡觉也要做完。
You have to give up your sleep and finish your homework.
我们今天要跟从主, 我们也是同样的道理。
Today we want to follow the Lord, it's the same.
我们需要付代价来跟从主。
We have to pay a price to follow him.
你代价付得越多, 你就得着越多。
The more you are willing to pay, the more you gain.
主也能够用得着你越大。
And God can use you.
但是如果你出代价少, 主能够, 你要得到主也少, 主能够用你也少。
And if you're only willing to pay little, then God can only use you this much.
圣经里面啊, 常常提到山。
In the Bible, it often talks about
mountain or hills.
The mountains or hills.
诗篇121篇, 想怎么讲, 会背的人啊, 我要向 山举目, 我的帮助从何来, 我的帮助从造天地的耶和华而来。
In Psalm 121 it says, I will lift up my eyes to the hills, from whence comes my help. My help comes from the Lord, who made heaven and earth.
山是最靠近天。
The hills, the mountains are very close to the heavens.
所以神要我们向山举目。
So the Lord wants us to lift our eyes to the hills.
在圣经里面讲好多山哦。
It was mentioned, the hills are mentioned a lot in the Bible.
我以前没有什么留意山的。
I do not pay much attention.
有一个弟兄, 这个, 他有一次在每个主日就交通一个山。
One brother, he shared on a mountain or hill every Sunday.
我才发现, 哇, 圣经讲这么多山。
Then I realized that, oh, the Bible mentioned a lot of them.
你知道今天山啊, 你需要爬的。
The mountains, you need to climb.
对不对? 登山。
You need to climb it.
这个在香港啊, 很多老人家就说, 这个早上就是晨运就是爬, 就是在山上一直走上去。
Many elderly in Hong Kong, you know, when they do an exercise in the morning, they walk up the hill.
很累的呢。
It's very tiring.
有一次我们回台湾,
we went back to Taiwan.
唯一这么多次, 唯一一次带着 Sherry的妈妈出去玩一玩, 都离开家去玩一玩。
Many times we went back, but the first time we brought Sherry's mom out to for a little bit.
哇,这是玩哪里啊? 爬山。
Where did we go? We went to climb the mountain.
哦,我这种 city boy, 我这个城市孩子, 最怕走这么多路的。
I'm a city boy, and I'm afraid of them walking this much.
啊,一直兜,一直兜,哇,他们说风景怎样,多美啊。
have to walk and walk, but you know it's.
啊，就爬一直走。
But we have to keep climbing.
看看我这个岳母七十多岁，哎，都喘都不喘气，那我只好走吧。
My mother-in-law in her seventies was doing great.
你知道我那时候 Gabriel 五岁。
Gabriel was five.
哇，我岳母说，啊，你看他还可以走。
My mother-in-law says, "Look at him. He can still walk."
他就不要讲这句话。
I wish she hadn't said that.
他讲完这句话，他就不走啊。
After she said that, Gabriel refused to walk.
可能不是这个原因，他也累了。
Maybe he was tired.
啊，后面那一段到爬最到上面，我背着他上去。
The last stretch, I actually carried him on my back.
我说爸爸总要背吧，对不对
？I'm the dad. I have to carry him.
爬山很累。
It's very tiring.
有一次我在破了。
I was in Portland one year.
伯弟兄说，哎，我们有一个峡谷很漂亮，我们去爬一爬。
Brother Sunshine said there is a valley, very beautiful.
哇，他好兴奋去爬。
He was very.
还不止我一个，还有另外一个弟兄，三个人去爬。
Not just me, there are three of us.
哇，他们这，我这条路是不是小小的，就这样，没有栏杆的，就这样上。
Very narrow with no boundary.
哇，走到山腰，这个已经很高了。
Halfway to it, it was very high.
我需要脊背了，我这才可以考虑。
I was debating in my heart.
我有畏高症。
I'm afraid of heights.
我是不是要不告诉他们继续上呢
？Do I not tell them and keep going?
因为我知道我还要同样的路下来。
I know I have to come back from the same road.
哎，我爬山可以不看后面，可以一直看山哦。
I didn't have to look back.
那下来就不行了，完全看下面的。
Coming down, I have to look at that.
所以我后来我想。这个 be real 哈，这诚实一点，我就说弟兄们，我有畏高症。
I was truthful to my brothers and said I'm afraid of heights.
我怕我上去就下不来了。
I'm worried that once I get up there, I won't be able to
come back. 他们很体谅我，他们说那下山吧。
They're really nice to me. They said let's go down.
哦，这个我就终于就他们哇，这个很体谅，因为他们很想爬到最顶。
They're very understanding because they really want to go up to the top.
但是不管怎么样，爬山要用力的。
No matter what, you need to use your strength.
我们要亲近主，要用力的。
We to get to draw out to the Lord, we have to use our strength.
那不可以躺在床上啊，主啊，感谢。
You can't just lie there and say,
这个床实在是舒服。
My bed is so comfortable.
啊，感谢主。
Thank the Lord.
睡着了。
And he fell asleep.
是吧？我们这样子不会认识主的。
We can't get to know the Lord.
还有人读圣经躺在床上读的。
How can you read the Bible by lying on the bed?
他说我读到天亮啊。
Is that why I read to the morning?
我还抱着圣经读啊。
I hug the Bible.
没用的。
That's useless.
早就睡到饭哪里去了。你在跟他讲，他说主不是说爱他的安然睡觉，你给我抱着他安然睡觉。我们对主这个要真的要认识他，要处理他。
To truly know the Lord, we have to exercise our.
我举几个例子在圣经里面登山的。
I'll give you a few examples in the Bible and talk about ascending the mountain.
亚伯拉罕登山。
Abraham ascended.
亚伯拉罕登了什么山？
Which mountain did he ascend?
他登了摩利亚山。
Mount Moriah.
他为什么要登山？
Why did he ascend to the?
神那天说，带你的儿子，唯一的儿子上山，把他献给我。
God said, bring your son, your only son, to the mountain to offer him up to me.
他用力的爬上山，是要把儿子献给神。
He used his strength and ascend the mountain to offer his son.
你不要说他没有挣扎。
Don't tell me that he doesn't have struggle.
那一天他顺服。
But he obeyed.
上山。
He ascended.
当他真的要把儿子献给神的时候。
But when he was going to offer up his son.
神说不行。
God said no.
不行。
No.
我只是试试你会不会真的全心爱我。
I'm just testing you if you love me.
我已经知道你是全心爱我。
I know you love me with all your heart.
你看，抬头看，有只公羊挂在树上。
Look, the lamb.
怎么会有个公羊、公羊会挂在树上
？How can there be a lamb on the tree？
但是就是有一只公羊挂在树上。
But there is one。
把它拿下来，取代你儿子献给我。
God said to take him down, bring him down, and take over, take in place of your son to offer him up to me。
因着他用力到了山上。
Because he used his strength to up the mountain。
他发现我在山上有主的预备。
But you see that there is God's provision on the mountain.
有一句很出名的话叫做耶华以勒。
And there is one word that is very famous called Jehovah Jireh.
在神的山上有预备。
In God's mountains there will be provision.
我们愿意爬山到靠近我的主，我发现这人看了一定没有渴望的。 主却有预备。
When I'm willing to use my strength to ascend the mountains, and when men said, you know, that it's hopeless, but yet God has provided.
摩西登山。
Moses ascended the mountain.
他登了哪一个山
？Which mountain did he ascend?
他登了，应该是西乃山啊。
Mount Sinai.
他登到山上去。
When he was up in the mountain.
神把神的创造就告诉他。
God showed to him his creation.
创世纪出埃及记摩西五经啊，就在山上神告诉他。
The five books of Moses are all told to him.
他上了山，神把对律法颁律法十诫告诉他。
And God gave him the law, the Ten Commandments.
因着他出力上山了。
Because he used his strength and climbed the mountain.
他得到从神来的启示。
He got from God his God's revelation.
我们要得启示，没有在这里坐在哪里可以得启示。
When we want revelation, we can't just sit there.
我们需要出力去能够明白神的启示。
To understand God's revelation.
不然的话，所有神的话没错在圣经里。
Even though God's word is in the Bible.
最后可能都在我脑袋里。
Maybe after all, it'll all be in my mind.
我没有真正从神来得到启示。
But I have not gained any revelation directly from God.
我要得启示，我需要登山。
When I need I want revelation, I have to climb the mountain.
以利亚登了什么山
？Which mountain did Elijah ascend on?
他登了加密山。
Mount
Carmel.
Carmel.
OK. 那时候全以色列百姓去拜巴利。
All the people of Israel are worshiping Baal.
你想神的百姓去拜偶像去了
？The God's people worshiping the idol.
这些百姓说：“哎，究竟是你的神是神呢，还是巴利是神
？”So is your God God or Baal?
说他定了，如果神降火烧你们的祭物，巴利是神；如果烧我的祭物，耶和华是神。
So Elijah said, you know, if God burned up the your offering, then Baal is God. If God burns up my offering, then God is God.
So we know that in the end, God has fire from heaven to burn up Elijah's
offering. We know that in the end, God has fire from heaven to burn up the offering of Elijah.
Elijah 登山
Elijah ascended the mountain.
他看到神的能力
He saw God's power.
他得胜
He overcomes.
我们要得能力，要得胜，我们必须登山。
We want to gain power and gain to be victorious. We have to ascend the mountain.
主耶稣有一天在地上。
Jesus was
当他刚出来传道的时候。
When he first came to preach.
他看到一堆群众。
He saw the people.
他就往山上走。
He went up to the mountain.
门徒有些门徒就跟着耶稣往山上。
Some of the disciples followed him up the mountain.
这就是圣经。出名的登山宝训。
In the Bible, it has the Sermon on the Mount.
马太福音五六七章。
Matthew chapter 5, 6, and 7.
主耶稣在哪里讲的话，谁听见了
？Who listened to what Jesus has preached?
是那些跟着他也上的那个山，在他面前听见。
Those who follow him up the mountain.
你真的要听到主的话。
If you really want to hear,
你要出力而跟上去。
You have to use your strength to follow.
好像主耶稣在登山宝训讲了几件事情。
On the Sermon on the Mount, Jesus spoke.
有些东西是我们不能够理解的。
Some we cannot understand.
这个在我们地上的逻辑怎么样都不可以这样子的。
With our own logic of this earth, we can never understand.
但是有人打你的左脸，把右脸转过来给他的。
Somebody
打你的右脸，把左脸转给他的。
Somebody slap your right side of your face, turn around and let him slap the other.
你知道。右脸人家是用什么手打的
？Which hand do people use to slap their？
左脸打右脸，对不对？左手打右脸。
The left hand slap on the right cheek。
对，你看我们左右手其实都不会用。
We don't know right and left。
对，但是你知道吗？你转过来给人家用右手打你的左脸的话，那不得了。
But if you turn and let them slap your left cheek。
那个力量就大了，但是圣经右手是能力哈。
The right hand in it speaks of power.
所以你知道，你被打，这个谁会这么傻瓜被你打，被人在打
？Who would be so foolish to let somebody else slap that cheek?
但第二个说, 有人等你的内衣, 里衣,
somebody wants your
garment. And let them take your clothes. Yes.
If somebody asks you to walk a mile, you walk 2 miles.
对，如果地上的 原理是这样子, 哇,
if this is what you, on the earth, if the exercise is, then it will be great.
但是你知道,因着人堕落,
but because men have fallen, so this is impossible.
只有神的儿女愿意听顺服主, 经历过主,
only the children of God, if they obey the Lord and they are willing, they experience Him, then maybe they will be able to carry
them. 你知道被打脸是什么?
You know what it is to be
suffered? 你的自尊被损.
Your pride is being damaged.
我儿子常常不要我举他们的例子.
My sons do not like me to, you know.
有一次我小的那时候我捏他一下.
My little one, I pinched him.
我那大概那时候六岁吧.
He was 6.
I think. 他说, how can you do that to your own son?
你怎么可以做这种？哇，把我吓坏了！哇，我说哪一个学校教你的？ I was shocked. I was like,
我那时候还送他去基督教学校呢。
I sent him to a Christian school.
你知道，我们的自尊不可以这样做的。
In our pride, we can't swallow this.
那夫妻更是啊。 你怎么可以这样对我讲话呢?
How can you speak this to me?
要以礼相待的嘛，对不对？
You have to have your manners too.
对不对？但是你看，你被打。
But when you're slapped.
但你要知道，这个哈，自尊比较能够摆得下。
You have to put down your pride.
今天人的自尊是最难摆的一件事。
It's very tough for a man to lay down that.
成为我们跟从主最大的一个难处。
It becomes a huge hindrance for us to follow.
拿里衣外衣。
your
我已经陪你了，因为那时候罗马兵可以叫奴隶替他背他的行囊走一里。
At that time, the Roman soldier can ask the slave to carry his stuff for a mile.
第二里不需要的，但是如果你愿意的话，他得到一个朋友。
But the second mile is not required, but if he did, then he gained a friend.
这个是我们意志愿意降服下来。
That is when our will is willing to be submitted.
马太福音第11章12节有一句话。
In Matthew chapter 11, verse 12.
那里说，天，这个天国是努力进入的，努力的人就得着。
The kingdom of heaven suffers violence, and the violent take it by force.
你看，英文圣经翻得很好。 我们用努力什么 hard working 对不对？但英文不用 hard working 的，英文用什么 violence 暴力
？In the English, it says suffers violence.
神说你要进天国是要用暴力
？God say when you want to enter the kingdom of heaven, you have to use violence.
但这个暴力不是对别人哈，是对自己。
The violence is not against others, but to yourself.
这里所提的。 你要用尽你许多的力是对着自己。
You have to use all your might, all the force toward yourself.
换句话说，在这许多别人可以舒舒服服，我不能。
Others can live in comfort, but not me.
因为我今天要得到更好的。
Because I want to gain that is better.
你要传道书，我们看一下，传道书旧约传道书第3章。
Ecclesiastes 3.
传道书第3章。 这个在诗篇箴言，诗篇中间一打开就是诗篇哈，诗篇箴言后面就是传道书了。
It's after Proverbs.
第3章。
Ecclesiastes 3.
他说凡事都有定期。
So everything there is a time.
天下万物都有定时。
A time for every purpose under heaven.
生有时，死有时，栽种有时，拔出栽种有时。
a time to be born and a time to die, a time to plant and a time to pluck, what is planted?
那在这里啊，一讲到第八节都是，我没时间每个都读，但是告诉你说，每一件事都有时。
From verse 1 to 8, it tells you there is a time for everything.
你知道我们所经过的都有时，都有它的时间。
What we have gone through all has its own time.
你说我们今天长大有时，不，读小学有时，读中学有时。
Elementary, there is a time. Middle school, there is a time.
我们结婚有时，我们怀孕有时，我们这个老年也有时。
Marriage, there's a time. Being pregnant, there's a time. And being.
但圣经还有另外一句话，我们翻到提摩太后书。
But also in 2 Timothy.
提摩太后书第四章。
4, 2.
第二啊，第四章第二节。
Chapter 4, verse 2.
提摩太后书第四章第二节，他说：“务要传道，无论得时不得时，总要专心。”
They preach the word, be ready in season and out of season.
没错，很多事情都有它的定时。
Indeed, there are all times for everything.
那的定时我们改不了的。
We can't change the time.
但是神今天说，我们今天要得到神上好的话。
But it says that we want to gain what is the best.
你不能够被这个时所把你限制住。
You can't be constrained by that time.
说他说不管得时还是不得时
So it says in season and out of season
你都要把你自己摆上
You have to lay yourself there
今天有人说我今天很忙我这个不做了
Say I'm busy I'm not going to do this
我今天这个东西我很重要那那个也是不做
This is more important I'm not going to do this
我们来到主的面前不能够因着某些东西忙我把主摆在一边
When we come before the Lord we can't say that we're busy and we
今天有人说我头痛我就不聚会了
I have a headache I'm not coming
今天什么肚子痛我也不聚会
I'm coming again I'm not coming
乃是我太顾念我自己
I'm kind of very good
没错这传道书里哪里可以说我肚子痛有时，我头痛有时。
You might say that you know there's a time for headache.
但是他这里说，我不管是得时不得时，我总是来到主的面。
But he said in season and out of season, I.
我记得我很多时候我来到聚会，这个，特别是晚上来，我头痛的不得了。
Many times when I come in the evening to gather,
我就跟主说主，我不能够因着头痛我不来聚会。
I can't just not come because I have.
但当聚会结束的时候，我头就不痛。
But when the gathering is ended, my headache has gone.
我们有个弟兄，他做的很高的主管。
One of our brothers, he was very high in the management.
他说到了晚上有祷告局，我实在非常非常的累。
There's prayer meeting, I'm really really tired.
我真想回家去休息去睡觉。
I wish to rest and sleep at home.
但是今天有祷告聚会，说我去了。
But there's prayer meeting, so.
他说当我跪到主的面前。
When I knelt before the Lord.
主的能力覆盖我，我就重新得力。
His power covered me.
我的疲倦就走了。
My tiredness are gone.
我记得有个年长姊妹曾经告诉我
There's a sister before us.
她说他们年轻的时候在上海
So when they were young and they were in Shanghai,
他们要教主日学的
they're teaching Sunday school.
她说我们年轻的年长的姊妹们怎么带我们
When we were young, the elderly sisters,
她说有一次我打电话去说我今天早晨不能来 我生病了
I told her, no, I'm sick, I can't come to the meeting.
她说第一个问你有没有发烧
The sister asked her, do you have a fever?
没有发烧立刻来
You don't have a fever, come immediately.
他们就去了。
Then they went.
但他那一天，他发烧了。
But that day she had a fever.
那个年长姊妹几度
？What's the temperature?
低烧。
Low grade.
坐 taxi 过来，坐计程车过来。今天不用你教主日学。
You don't have to teach.
坐在后面参加聚会。
Come and get her.
那时候的年长的姊妹们呢，是这样在训练他们年轻的姊妹。
The elderly sisters then,
绝对没有提切到自己身体真的有什么需要。
You do not look to your body how that needs.
我年轻的时候很喜欢围在这些年长的姊妹当中，听他们当初是怎么被带的。
When I was young, I loved to sit among them and listen to how they were being led.
无论得时不得时，主永远摆在前头。
In season and out of season, God, the Lord is always in front.
你知道我们今天很多妈妈们哈，很多小 baby。
We have a lot of mothers and a lot of babies.
我们很多时候因着这个小孩子，我们很多聚会都不能参加了。
Because of the babies, many mothers can't attend meetings.
这次当我要请 youth 的讲员的时候
，When I was wanting to invite the speaker for our youth,
我想到孙弟兄的孩子。
I thought about brother's son.
我问孙弟兄，你儿子？你老二可以来吗
？I asked brother son, can your younger one come?
他说可以。
He said sure.
他可以来的。
He can come.
我打电话给他老二。
I call his son.
我说你可不可以来
I asked him, can you come?
他说我祷告一下。
He said, I'll pray about it.
后来我才知道他才刚生孩子。
Then I found out that he just had a newborn.
我打电话去的时候他的小女儿两个月。
The baby girl was only 2 months.
哇，我说这个主妇啊。 这个他儿子才两个月就说可以，他可以去。
Grandfather, you know, the grandkid is just 2 months, and he said, my son can go.
那我后来问他的儿子，他后来说主要我来，所以可以。
When I asked the son, he prayed about it and said, you know, God wants me to go, so I will come.
我说如果我们一般人呢，基本上就推掉你，我儿子才两个月。
Most of us would have declined to come.
他们现在买机票啊，一家四口。
They have bought their tickets, family of four.
大的两岁半
two and a half years
这个事情啊我说他们教导教得好
they really teach them
知道什么叫做付代价的来到主的面前
to pay a price to come before the Lord
30多岁人
he's in his 30s
但是啊我越过我身体许多我要照顾到的 我把一切都交在我手
overcome his physical weakness all that he has to take care of He lift it up to the Lord and come.
我们今天要学会付代价。We
have to learn to pay a price.
在福州，我猜是福州啊，曾经有一个弟兄，他太太刚生产。I
if I can remember correctly, there is a brother in Fuzhou that his wife just gave birth.
邻别的村啊，寄了一封电报过来。
You know, when he was leaving the town, the village, there was a telegram.
弟兄送过来说，我们在那边传福音，现在很多人信主，我们照顾不来，请你速速的赶来。The
there's a telegram telling your brother that please come. You know, we have many that we are preaching the gospel to, and we need you here.
这封电报没有顾虑到你是不是刚刚生太太刚生孩子。The
telegram did not concern whether you have a wife and you just.
只是打电报来说，弟兄，我现在需要你。 速速的赶过来。Only
that our brother, we need you. Come quickly.
哇，我们弟兄非常的难啊。It
was tough on our brother.
我是要拒绝去呢。
Do I decline?
还是呢，把太太留在家里。Or
do I leave my wife at home?
你想这个是不是出难题了？Is
it giving our brother a tough time?
有一天早晨，我们年长弟兄正要去看他们。
One morning, our elderly brother was on his way to visit this.
我们这个庄。 年轻这个丈夫哈，这个拿着箱子，他就看到这个弟兄拿着箱子在门口走来走去。He
saw our brother, you know, bringing the luggage, you know, and walking back and forth.
一下子往前要走，一下子又回来，一下子往前走，一下子往回来。He
walked forward and then turn around.
我们年长弟兄就在后面去看，他说，嗯，我们弟兄正在跟主讲话。
Our brother, elderly brother, see that you know, our brother is talking to the Lord.
正在跟主在办交涉
wrestling with the Lord.
他说，突然间看这个弟兄，头也不回走了。
And all of a sudden, the brother did not look back and just went forward.
当他走了之后，我们年长弟兄都进了他家，看看这个家有什么需要。
And after he left, our elderly brother came to this house and you know.
这是我们弟兄根本不知道的事情。
Our brother didn't notice.
然后我们弟兄就找了很多弟兄姊妹来照顾这个家。
Our elderly brother, our elderly brother, found a lot of brothers and sisters to take care of
this
family.
Better
than him staying home to take care of the baby. Our elderly brother asked him later on, what was your story?
他说我实在心里作难，是去还是不去？
He said, I was struggling indeed in my heart whether to go or to stay.
当我在挣扎着仰望主的时候，
When I was struggling, And look, I'm waiting before the Lord.
一节圣经进来了。
A verse came into me.
手扶着犁往后看的，不配进神的国。
No one having put his hand to the plow and looking back is fit for the kingdom of God.
他说这句话一进来，我头也不回就往前。
When this verse came in, I turned around and just went forward.
我把我的妻子与我的孩子交给爱我的主。I
lifted up my wife and my baby to the hands of God.
我相信我的主要照顾他。I
trust that God will take care of them.
的确，神照顾了他。And
indeed, God has taken care of them.
我需要跟你们再看这些圣经啊。我们翻到马太福音第八章。A
few more verses, Matthew 8.
我们要知道这个代价是什么。We
need to know what is the price.
马太福音第八章。Matthew
8.
第22节。Verse
22.
他这里说，他说耶稣说任凭死人去埋葬他的死人，你跟从我吧。
But Jesus said to him, follow me and let the dead bury their own dead.
这个人说，哎，等我爸爸过世之后，我再来跟从你。
This person said, let my father die first and then I'll come follow you.
主耶稣说 ，No。让那些不认识主的人去照顾你父亲，你跟从我吧。马太福音第四章 chapter four，
Matthew chapter four，
第四章第十七到二十二节。
17-22。
或者我们从第十八节看。
From 18。
那十八节里面说，主耶稣看到两兄弟，就是彼得跟安德烈。
Jesus saw two brothers, Peter and Andrew。
他们在上班，上什么班？他们是。撒网的渔夫。
They were on that job. They were fishermen.
十九节，耶稣对他说：“耶稣对他们说，来跟从我，我要叫你们得人如得鱼了。”
Verse 19, he says, "Follow me, and I will make you fishers."
你看到这两个人的反应。
You see the two reactions.
二十节，他说他们立刻舍了网，跟着耶稣。
In verse 20, it says, "Then they straightway left
their nets and followed." 他们把他们所养生的摆下来，跟着主走。
They lift up what is their daily living, and they followed him.
我们如果再看下去，他开始呼召雅各跟约翰。
When we see that when he was calling for James and
二十二节，他说他们立刻舍了船，别了父亲，跟从了耶稣。
Verse 22 says they immediately left the ship and their father and followed him.
他这里做了两件事，连船他也摆下了。
Two things, they left even the ship.
也跟爸爸讲再见。
And they bid their father.
把亲情能够摆下来。
And put down.
今天我们神不叫我们真的这个肉身一定要跟父母亲分离。
Not that God wants us to really to
把跟我们妻子孩子分离。
Father, or mother, or wife, or children.
你知道那个弟兄能够把他的妻子与刚生的孩子留在家里，那是他真的亲情，这个 emotion 的 connection 能够把他放下。
Our brother can leave the wife and the baby because emotionally he has set it, laid it down.
我们翻到路加福音第五章。
Luke chapter 5.
路加福音第五章。
Luke chapter 5.
二十七节。
Verse 27.
耶稣在哪里找到一个人叫做利未，中文其实他有一个另外一个名字叫马太，他是税吏。
Jesus saw this man called Levi, also named Matthew.
我们如果看二十七节最后一句啊，他就说，主耶稣说，就对他说，你跟从我来。二十八节，他就撇下所有，跟从了耶稣。
Says here, and he said to him, "Follow me." So he left all, rose up, and followed him.
我们看最后一节哈，第路加福音第十四章
，Luke chapter 14，
第三十三节
，Verse 33，
十四章第三十三节
，14:33，
主耶稣说，这样无论什么人，若不撇下一切所有的，就不能做我的门徒。
So likewise, whoever of you does not forsake all。
你知道神最后要我们付的代价，就是要我们出的代价是能够摆下你所有。
The price that God wants us to pay is that we will forsake all.
你这不一定你什么都没有。
Not that you have nothing.
但是在你的心情里面，你能够把这些全部摆下来。
But in your emotions, you can lay it
all. 换一句话说，这个讲到我们的奉献。
It speaks of our consecration.
当我们如果真的把自己奉献的话
，If we truly have consecrated ourselves.
我们是能够把这一切摆下来。
We are able to lay down all these.
奉献不是头脑，就是知道。
It's not that you just know in your head.
你在中国以前哈，他们也奉献就要当传道人。
In China, many thought that you know when you consecration is.
传道人需要特别的呼召的。
To be a preacher, it requires a call.
但是每一个传道人。的确需要把自己奉献给主。
But indeed, every preacher has to consecrate themselves.
今天我们要问自己，我真的把自己奉献给主？
We have to ask ourselves, did we already consecrate ourselves to the Lord?
头脑里面说我献了没用的。
In our head, if we said I consecrated myself, that's useless.
我们有时候很多的难，我们生活或者很多事情的难处是以我们都以为我奉献了。
Many difficulties in our lives is that we thought we already consecrated ourselves.
但是很多时候的问题都是在我们奉献上面出问题。
And many times all these difficulties is because of this matter of consecration.
但是我们今天如果要被主用的话
，If we are to be useful to the Lord,
我们奉献的事上必须是彻底的。
our consecration has to be complete.
所以我想我没时间了，我今天第一点跟大家讲的哈，我们今天要跟主的呼召是要我跟从他。
God's calling is that we follow him.
主的呼召是要我出代价跟从他。
The calling is that I'll pay a price to follow.
你真的要认识他。
If you truly want to know
him, 你要被他用,
to be useful to him,
你需要出代价跟他。
You need to pay a price to follow him.
我最后跟你们唱一首诗歌。
I'll sing one more song.
我只好请雪冰去弹一下。I have to move this thing. <音>这首诗歌是我在读大学的时候学的。当我把自己奉献给主之后，我碰到这首诗歌，这首诗歌就一直陪伴着我。这些诗歌全部从中国出来的。当初那些弟兄们，他们愿意出代价跟从主，他们写了很多很宝贵的诗歌。 I learned this hymn when I was in college. After I consecrated myself to the Lord, one occasion I encountered this hymn, this short chorus. And this has been with me for all these lives. And this is written from someone in China many years ago. 他这里讲啊，他说主啊，我把自己交在你手里，我深信。 你必定肯祝福与施恩，我愿意被你拨开，为着能够流入你的爱，不要顾我有什么的痛苦，只愿意能够被你用。 Lord, I give myself wholly into your hand. I trust that, trusting that you are willing to pour your grace on me. I'm willing to be broken. And may your love through me, even through many suffering, just want to be fit for you to use. 我唱一次给大家听了，我们一起唱好不好？我唱中文。 I will sing in Chinese, but you can follow in English. I just sing one time.
主，我把自己交在你手里。 真心你必肯，祝福施恩，我愿被拨开，流露你大爱，切莫顾我痛，随你。 很简单的，主，我把自己交在你手里，深信你必肯，祝福施恩，我愿被拨开，流露你大爱，切莫顾。
唱英文的唱一次吧，不是你继续唱中文啊。
Lord, I give myself wholly in your hand, trusting you will pour your grace on me. May I be broken, drunk with love through me. Willing to suffer with me。我们最后再唱一次，但愿我们真的在主面前能够被主带，我们有到一天，我能够如此的把自己交给主，信得过他，我把自己交给他。
他负我一切的责任，只有一个心愿，主能够用我。Hope one day we can really think this all from our heart, that I truly willing put myself into your hands, and my only hope that you can really use me to do all what I have been through. 好吧，我们最后唱英文，中英文都可以。预备，
祝我把自己交在你手里，深信你必可祝福施恩，我愿被擘开，流露你大恩，切莫负我痛，随你施恩。
我们一起祷告。主耶稣，我们今天在地上，主，我们不知道你哪一天回来，但是在你还没回来之前，让我们全心全意的跪给你，主，帮助我们能够出代价的来跟从，因为我们知道我们的好处不在你以外，让我们不断看到，主啊，你何等的可爱，你何等的信实，我们为着得着你，我们能够放下一切的来跟从。主，我们知道我们许多的软弱，但感谢你是得胜的主，你能够带领我们走上这条得胜的路。所以主啊，在还没有太多的时间里面，让我们付代价的跟从。我们只有一个心愿，若在你的怜悯恩典中可以用得着我们，主，我们愿意预备自己被你所用。主，怜悯我们，听我们祷告，奉主耶稣基督的名，阿门。聚会到此。